4 CBA Mobile.
CPA, this is Kilo Yankee 4 Tango, KY4T returning.
4T, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, name here's David.
That time, had it on the scan and cut off the first part. Okay, Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Okay, this is Carl, and we're located in northeast Georgia, about 7 miles north of the town of Hartwell, over.
We may have a little bit of a band opening here. Do you normally hit this repeater?
Peter does a good job. We're not very far into Georgia. Just across the lake, and we came out to the shack this morning. A little too cool to get out and try to do anything yet.
It's funny you should say that. I'm going to play tennis.
Well, at least the wind might be a little better today than it was yesterday.
Just about, I don't know, 8 miles from the club, from the sports club. And they said it was windy, but I live in Taylor's, and it's pretty much dead calm here. I mean, I'm not sure. Well, okay, here's some flags. They look like they're fluttering a little bit. So we might have a teeny bit of a breeze, but, you know, I can stand cold pretty much, especially on the court after, you know, start moving around and get warmed up. But I do not like the wind, I tell you. And for some reason, in the last few years, really the last year or so, it seems to the cold wind makes my eyes water, and I'm not really sure what that's all about, because that used to never happen. But anyway, and that's not a good thing when you're trying to look at a tennis ball.
Guess not. We got in from Anderson the middle of the afternoon yesterday, and I was going to try to go get in 9 holes on the golf course, and I got about halfway to the truck, and I said, well, I think I'll wait a day or two.
Windy here, in fact, we're having some folks over, and my wife wanted the yard to look good, and we really, the Bermuda sod hadn't really started turning green yet. Well, I guess it has started, or something has started coming up green. But anyway, so I cut the grass, what grass there was to cut, and of course the backyard is just a kind of a potpourri of a little bit of everything. We didn't have any sod put down back there. It's just on a steep hill, and man, it's a ton of fun to cut, but it's challenging. It's what makes it so challenging is not only is it steep, I have a sweet gum tree, so I have the sweet gum balls everywhere, and you step on one of those, and your feet will slip right out from under you. I've fallen on that bank so many times.
Yeah, they are. We've got quite a few on the property here. We have the same problem in our backyard, just too much shade. Had some trees thinned out, so I've been looking. It's not a very big area. I could probably 2 or 3 pallets of sod. Sort of looking, thinking about that, but haven't done it yet.
Oh, I've seen it done. It's messy, so you know. As a matter of fact, my son-in-law and his dad put out. They had a kind of a natural area in the front yard of their previous house, and they didn't like it. They just wanted the whole yard to be grass, so they cleared out that area. It had a few bushes and I don't know what all, and laid sod there. And he had a little hand axe, and he would just take the, you know, if the sod was too big, like, you know, when they were just piecing it in around the corner or whatever, he just cut it with the hand axe and to make it fit, you know. So I'd never seen that done before, but boy, they were both just filthy.
That sounds like hard work, but I guess we'll have to do something. So what do you do there in a tailor, so?
Little as I can get by with without getting yelled at by the wife. I'm retired. I retired early, actually. I've been retired for about 5 years. And 6 years. And so I was a minister of music for Baptist churches in the area. 40 years. We served at one on James Island in Charleston for a couple of years, 2.5 years, but then we moved back up here. It just wasn't for us. And I also worked on cars, too, so I kind of worked two jobs. You know, one of them was full-time, one was part-time, so... This guy just pulled right out in front of me. I tell you, people just don't have any scruples anymore. Anyway, I play tennis about every day of the week now.
It's a good profession. We're semi-retired. We taught school and we've taught at a little college here for 19 years, and we switched to adjunct, teaching one class. So tell people I work 3 hours a week, and that's about to kill me.
This is KB4CBA. Well, I was a music ed major in college, but I knew I didn't want to teach. I kind of floundered around. At least I knew I didn't want to teach in, you know, like a high school or college setting. And so I really wound up teaching in the church setting. And after God called me into the ministry, that was a moment in time there that I'll never forget. And I did a whole gamut of music, different styles from classical to contemporary, and I had a full choir and praise team, praise band, youth choir, children's choir, instrumental ensemble. So I've done everything but direct the full orchestra. But I don't know if I can handle that. But other than that's about the only thing I haven't done.
My granddaughter is a youth minister. I believe it's in Simpsonville. They live in the Greenville area. She was a Christian ministries major. Graduated a couple years ago.
Her degree.
At Emmanuel College here in Franklin Springs, Georgia.
Local school there. I actually dropped out of college and got married and I got into the ministry without even my bachelor's degree at the time. But when they started this online stuff, I went to or got with Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, and started there. I think I was one of their first online students. They had 10,000 the first year, if you can imagine. And this has been, gosh, 15, 20 years ago or more. I guess, yeah, 20 maybe. So I got my undergrad in, I think, 03, and my graduate, my master's in 06. So I was kind of a late bloomer when it comes to that, but that was just more of a, something that I wanted to do, accomplish more so than anything else. It certainly, helped me with my biblical studies. I got my degree in it was in religion, but worship studies was the main emphasis.
Familiar with the Liberty there. We've had some professors go back and forth. I guess the philosophies between the two schools are similar there. Well, I guess you're almost to the tennis courts then.
A couple of miles away. Yeah, this was back when Liberty was, a little different than what it is now, and they've made a lot of changes. I don't know if I agree with or not, but anyway, we won't get into that. But it was a good school back then. In fact, I wish I'd known about it when I started the college. I may have, if they had accepted me, I may have gone to school there instead of going. I went to North Greenville, which is a local junior college at the time. Now it's a 4-year school, and they offer graduate degrees too. But anyway, how long have you been in ham radio?
Pretty good while. We were, back in the 80s, I guess, 70s to 80s, and then we moved and never put up a shack, so we were sort of out of it for probably 15 or 20 years, and just in the last year or so, we sort of got back into ham. And I tell you, it sure has changed a lot during my absence.
Yeah, I'm laughing because, you're not kidding. I mean, every time you turn around, there's something new. They came out with the digital FT8. Now there's a FT4. It's supposed to be better than the FT8. So some say it is, some say it isn't. There's just so many aspects of amateur radio, and I'm still learning. I've been a ham since 82, would be in it for a while, and then I wouldn't be for a while. I don't know. It was kind of weird, and then, but the last few years, I've been pretty active, consistently active, I guess I should say. Really enjoy getting on HF and sideband, and I've taught the 25. I got a little HiCom 7300 just running barefoot with a Carolina Wyndham antenna, and I'm really really enjoying it. It's doing a great job for me.
I don't remember the exact year, but when I got my novices were crystal control only, and somewhere around in there they added a VFO to the novice. I'll have to look. I could probably figure out when that happened so I could put an exact year on it. But I had an HW16 and a handful of crystals, and I bought a VFO off the yellow sheets, if you remember the yellow sheets.
Not. I did absolutely nothing with my novice license, and my entire goal was to get on 2 meters, so I did no CW, and hence I have forgotten CW for the most part, and most of the letters, and but anyway, but yeah, I started as a novice, and I got back then they called it a Tech Plus, and then I grandfathered into the general when they changed some of the rules, so now I'm a general, and I've been studying for the extra, but I tell you, it's tough. It's tough for me because I'm not a, I'm not an engineer. I feel like you gotta have a degree in engineering to understand some of that stuff. Well, I'm sitting between the lines here. I'm gonna jump out and warm up my knees a little bit and inside on one of the machines they've got, and then I'll get out here and see if I can hit a tennis ball. But it's good to meet up with you. I think you say your name's Carl, and I'll clear out of here on your final. But you have a good day. And it's good to talk with you there. All the way down there in Georgia, as my grandmother used to say. 73 is out the ground for your final, KB4CBA.
Okay, you have a good day, too. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. KB4CBA, this is KY4T, clear.
For GAR.
For GAR, this is KY4T,
over. Here in Clover, South Carolina, right outside of Charlotte. Somebody said you were in Georgia.
County. We're within hearing distance of Interstate 85, First County in Georgia.
Did a little hunting last year in a place called Deep Step, Georgia. I don't know the county.
Sure. Give me that location again. I missed.
Step, Georgia.
I'm not familiar. Is that a community? Over.
Mining company property that we hunted, but it was, I think they made Crayola or something for crayons, some type of silt or white mud, I don't know, but it was everywhere, and they had a bunch of quarries around there. Beautiful place, though.
It sounds like it might be Elberton, Washington area. Had a lot of kaolin mines down there.
I think it's Kaolin mines or something. That they told me what it was, but I couldn't remember.
Good deer country down in there. And if you don't get one from the stand, you usually hit one on the way home.
Yeah, he hit one in his brand new truck on the way home, back up this way. I'm right outside Charlotte, North Carolina, right across the state line in South Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, we're kind of familiar with that area. Come up to Belmont Abbey for some athletic events every now and then. It's probably right across the line from you. Give me the name and call again. I must have written it down wrong. This is KY4T, and the name is Carl. Over.
Oscar 4 Golf Alpha Romeo David in Clover, South Carolina. And your call sign was KY4T.
That's correct.
I'm a general. I got a general license, but I'm still trying to find a place. I placed an order for a Yaesu HF transceiver, as well as HF, VHF, UHF, but nobody has them in stock, and they're like a month out.
other radios are like that. I've heard people have it. We have a 450D Yaesu. Playing with it in the house this morning, trying to get it to go digital, but I may have a defective or cable from eBay. I can't believe they'd sell something on eBay that didn't work. Can you believe that? But anyway, but we've got the ICOM 7300 here. Yeah, and I've heard other people talking that they're just about all hard to find.
An order back on 39 with DX Engineering for the Yaesu FT-991A, and it was supposed to ship the end of last month, and now they backed it to 428 now, so that's another month. And I can't believe that many people are buying radios.
Well, if it's a supply problem, you know, maybe a lot of places cut back on the manufacturing when they cut numbers down due to COVID, and then there's shipping logistics. And yeah, I'm like you. I can't believe that all of a sudden there's that many more people interested in ham radio.
I figured I'd have it by, you know, next week or so, but they've knocked it back. And I was ready to play with some HF a little bit, but right now I'm just, I messed around with Simplex. From here, I made a contact with a guy in Asheville, North Carolina. That's about 80 miles, 90 miles. Another guy in Bakersville, North Carolina. That was 80, 90 miles. And then Fayetteville, North Carolina was 132 miles. And Fancy Gap, Virginia, 111 miles. So I thought that was pretty good, Simplex.
I'll have to try it sometime. My antenna right now is only up about 25 feet. I've got a Ron tower under the porch. I keep looking at it, and I'm thinking about pouring a foundation and putting it back up. When I took it down, I climbed it and took it down with a gin pole, but I've got a hinged base, so I've been looking at a way to maybe I can put it together and winch it up. I think my tower climbing days are over. Over.
Yeah, well, I did a little redneck engineering out here. I stood on the second story of the roof and threw my ocean fishing rod, 3 ounce weight, up over the tallest tree right here next to the house, and then pulled some paracord up. I've got a Diamond X50A, which is 4.5 dBi gain antenna, about 90 foot up in this tree, running element. Using a little TYT 7800 mobile 50 watt transceiver.
So you have the Diamond just hanging from the power cord over?
I tied a slip knot around the base of the antenna underneath the radial and got it extremely tight, and then ran it straight up the antenna and used zip ties and tested it out, and when I hung it, it hung perfectly straight, and I was like, okay, we're good here. So I put the old the loop in your coax and hung it from the actual mounting bracket for the mast, and electrical taped that off. So it's not pulling on the connector. It's pulling on the cable, but I've got it run down and coming through the second story window. But I tied a couple guy wires. I crisscrossed them like I do hunting stands and stuff, and it doesn't move. It stays where it's at, and I've got enough coax to where if it gets too windy and actually starts to move, that it'll it has enough coax to where I'm not worried about it yanking on the transceiver in the house or anything. And so far, it doesn't twist, it doesn't spin, it doesn't do anything. It just stays perfectly straight.
Down at the house, I've got some probably 60, 70 foot trees. I've got a recurve bow and a bear archery fishing real attachment. So that's what I use for my wire, for my HF antenna. That's getting pretty good shooting that thing over those trees, and pulled my wires up. But I guess I have thought about it, but I may have a diamond here on the mast. I can't remember if it's a diamond or high gain, but it's the same kind of antenna, collinear with the four short radial. So.
Earlier morning. Nope. I got the same problem. I'm trying to get a. I need to tell them the VA paperwork. And I can't get the darn doctor, and I don't want to call. If I call 911, get me there. They're going to drive me to the hospital. We don't want to do that. There's no reason to go to the hospital. I just didn't know how to take care of the paperwork. If someone could help me with that, or what I got to do. I'm trying to get a nurse to help me with it. They can do that, correct?
KY4T. Go ahead. I had trouble copying every. Had to turn the volume up. Go ahead.
Everything around out here. Is there enough audio right now? I'm trying to modulate the transmitter heavy enough. You got it? The repeater very long. So hold up the repeater. That's why I'm doing the way I'm doing it.
I think you're bringing up the repeater. Audio might be a little distorted.
Right, how's that? Is that any better?
Try it now. Go ahead.
Okay. I've got a appointment with the VA to do the paperwork, fast-track paperwork. I just need to know if the nurse can help me. So on Monday, I got the person with a gun permit at the gun store. He's going to help me with the gun permit, get the gun, and to get something to shoot with. He's going to do a background check, my ID, which should be fine. So he said he's talking to get me to fill the paperwork out. He helped me with all that.
David, are you understand? I'm having trouble. I guess it's my ears. I'm having trouble understanding the audio. KO4GAR, David, you still here?